Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple, and I am Chris, and he is Rob, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season. It's a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. And we've got the big segment, the famous segment, the awesome segment, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, coming up at the bottom of this hour. Let me ask DJ Alex Tyshirt, because we were messing with Greg Jennings, who's Mr. Universe, and who is very particular about what he eats. And we asked him about what he's going to eat for Thanksgiving. And Alex, you're very particular as well. So what is your, what are you doing tomorrow for Thanksgiving? You getting together with family, and what are you going to be eating?
Well, Chris, as you know, it is a staple here at the FSR studios that Rob Parker, Steve DeSager, and Alex Tyshirt always work together. So that's the first one.
Yes.
Wow.
So I will be here with the FSR fam, Chris.
Okay.
And as for food meals, you are correct, Chris. I do treat my body as a temple, not the one we worship in on Sundays, Chris, but it is a temple.
Right.
And I would say this is one of those few days I do enjoy myself.
Really? Wow. So you let go.
So I'll get some turkey. I'll get some mashed taters. We'll put on some grits. Whatever we got, I'll eat it all.
Wow.
And you got all that, right.
Well, good for you.
What is Thank that? You, Chris.
Will you fall asleep?
I mean, last time you did that when you ate all those ribs, it didn't go well for you.
I still think I'm trying to pass the ribs, Chris.
That was months ago.
That was like a year ago.
Right. I still think they're coming.
But
now, I would imagine when you eat, I'm sorry, Rob, but when you eat, let's say you're vegan or whatever.
Right.
And then once every 5 months or 6 months or whatever on
Let
a
my
holiday,
hair down.
Yeah. Does it, I would imagine it can, it doesn't feel great afterwards.
No. Let's just say, have you ever heard that saying, Chris, people say like, I feel like I got a rock in my stomach or it's not
yes,
moving.
Yes.
It's
yes.
true, man. Like, I'll literally wake up the next day and be like, so I definitely need 2 smoothies today.
Right. So one of my jokes that I get a big laugh at every time when I do stand up is about
You
Alex.
Have one of those?
Yes, I do.
Hey, stop taking shots, Chris.
It's about Alex. I always talk about Alex the vegan. I throw some jokes out. I said, you know, hey, I invited Alex, the vegan, to my house for Thanksgiving. Instead of bringing a dish, he brought bandages and gauze for the turkey.
I'll be taking my writer's credit soon, Rob. What about you, CB? What are you guys going to be doing?
Well, we are we're going to be at a hotel in New York,
okay.
Number one. My wife and daughters want to watch the parade, so we'll be at a big window eating brunch, and we'll be able to watch the parade.
That's awesome,
I hope Snoopy comes right up to the window, Chris, and you could feed him some pancakes.
No. Well, I think we're going to be high up, is my guess. Very high up. But and then we're going to Queens, New York, to my wife's cousin. Her first cousin is a good cook, so he's cooking Thanksgiving dinner, so we're going to be over there grubbing.
That's sounds awesome, like great, man. Make sure you bring the kings to the queens, Chris.
Yeah, and I eat poorly every day, so I won't be feeling bad.
I see how it is.
On the next day. Yes, that's right, Alex. I'm bringing the queens to king. To
good man.
The king and his queens are going to Queens, yeah.
I love it.
The sound is great when I said it. But anyway, all right, that's good to hear. And Rob, one of the staples of Thanksgiving Day, of course, is the football, the NFL football. And the games we've got, the Green Bay Packers at Detroit at 12:30 Eastern, the Washington Commanders at Dallas 4:30 Eastern, and then the 49ers at Seattle 8:20. That's the nightcap. And Rob, look, this year I'm excited to see Detroit. I like watching them play. They're obviously a good team. But I honestly, man, I don't need to see them every Thanksgiving. I'm sorry. Like, I know you got a story, and I can't remember what it is, but I'm sure you'll share it. I want you to share it as to why football fans across America are subjected to watching the Detroit Lions play their horrible brand of football every year on Thanksgiving. It worked out this year. They're good. But in general, I'd rather not see them.
Well, first of all, for you guys who aren't up on history, it was the Lions owner who's the one who created the whole Thanksgiving Day game. So that he was the one who suggested that there be a Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit, and the league bought into it. So it was his idea. That's why the Lions got it, that everybody's home
not
on Thanksgiving. Well, but I mean, that's
not enough for you.
That's where it started. And I hear you, Chris. I went to those games. I told you earlier, I was in Detroit for 20 years. I've seen plenty of bad football on Thanksgiving Day. Trust me.
They aren't always at home on Thanksgiving, are they?
Yeah.
Or are they? So every game is actually,
it's always not just them playing in Detroit. In Detroit. It's always in Detroit, and it's terrible. Always in Dallas. It's always in those two places.
Terrible. Terrible.
But you're right. The team is better this year. People who maybe haven't seen the Lions, they've been on a few national games. They're on the first game of the year.
No, they're fun.
So people will get to see, and you know, Green Bay's not your typical Green Bay. So it could be a blowout, could be a bad game. But I'm a little bit with tradition. I told you before, I used to love when the Cincinnati Reds played the first game of every baseball season. The Cincinnati Reds are the oldest professional team, not in baseball, in America. The first professional team in any sport in America, the Cincinnati Reds. And so there's some things that I like with tradition, Chris. And I understand why people around the country, you know, used to always complain and they say, oh my God, the Lions. Terrible. I know, I get it.
The Bears and the Packers too. Now this year is only the Packers. And the Cowboys,
I get this.
Like you said.
But the other part, I think, for a long time, people thought once William Clay Ford died, Chris, the owner, that the league would then say, screw the Lions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't do it to him, the longtime owner of the Lions. But he's passed, and they still didn't do it. And the reason they thought for a long time and why they never did anything, people couldn't understand, William Clay Ford, the last name Ford, is the Ford Motor Company.
Right.
Who were big advertisers and sponsors for football for a long time. So they've always supported, you know, the league, Chris, with advertising. So that was another thing that they wouldn't want to do that and pull it from the
line. So is that why you think they didn't do it?
Yeah, I'm serious. I believe that. And now the league is obviously they got so many advertising money. They could easily say that even if Ford were to be mad and say we're not going to advertise with the NFL – no skin off their apple. But I think that at one point that was a reason. was A, the Lions were the ones who started, and B, Ford Motor Company.
Well, that look, that's possible. But now, as you said, it benefits Ford to keep advertising with the NFL, and they do have tons of other advertisers. So now, drop them.
So what are you saying?
I'll say
so
this,
what are you
Rob,
saying? You want to see this year, and then after that, move on?
No. Here's what I want to see. I want to see, just like Christmas Day. Now the NFL is actually trying to take over Christmas, but I'm thinking Christmas Day with the NBA. But yeah, you could say that with the NFL too. Before the season starts, you've got your ideas of what will be big games and good games, and you put some great games on Thanksgiving, or at least that, you know, we all think at the beginning of the year will be great games. I mean, what if we had Kansas City, Philadelphia on Thanksgiving Day? San Francisco, Dallas on Thanksgiving Day? Like, I want to see something. And Detroit's good now, so hey, Detroit, Baltimore, Thanksgiving Day. Like, that would excite me a lot more than these traditions. And I think, I don't know, Rob, if the Packers are in every day. The teams I remember.
The Packers
and you're
play
right,
a lot.
Dallas
not every
and
year,
Detroit.
The
right.
Packers, the
Packers
Bears,
and the Bears are two other teams.
They play a lot. Not,
all, like,
not every yep. year, but they play a lot on Thanksgiving.
Right. Enough. This is a day where everybody's home, and I get it. They obviously get a lot of viewers on Sunday. But, you know, I think they should do it for the fans, make it some better games. And it might be Detroit a lot now that they're good. And I have no problem with that. But I just think they should make it some of their better teams, Rob, and showcase the league on this day.
Well, that's the argument. And I get that about what, you know, especially in the past. Like,
right,
you want a
right.
marquee game where everybody's at home, Chris. Everybody's looking before Thanksgiving dinner. Most people eat at 4 o'clock, eat early, right? You watch the game, starts at 12:30, and then dinner. Most people have Thanksgiving dinner after game one.
Yep.
That's
yep.
the tradition.
You're right. It used to be horrible.
It used to be
when
bad.
When you're watching the freaking hapless Lions against the hapless Bears.
And then they would win. I think they, like, at one point, they might have lost 17 out of 21 or something. I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah, it would. Now, do the people in Detroit, are they really big into the Thanksgiving game?
Oh, it's
I
a
guess
holiday.
So, since it's already
yeah,
there.
It's a holiday, Chris. Like, that's what people's traditions in Detroit. Go to the game. There's a Thanksgiving Day parade downtown on Woodward Avenue. And then, you know, people go home and then have dinner. Like, it's a part of their history. And Detroit doesn't have many things nationally that people can look at on the city, Chris. So I know that there would be a fight not to take that away from the city. It's not like Detroit is featured in most people in this country have never been to Detroit.
Yeah, well, tough.
What do you mean, tough? What look at that.
I mean, I like Detroit.
No,
but I'm just saying.
I love Detroit. Detroit's my second home. I love Detroit.
I'm just saying they don't need to be on Thanksgiving Day every year. And if they ever lose that deal or whatever you want to call it, and the people are upset, deal with it. Deal with it. All right? Just like Cleveland deals with it. Just like Cincinnati deals with it and all these other towns. All right. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you with me that we don't need to see the freaking Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears every single Thanksgiving? I got to be honest, I don't mind Dallas. And I don't mind Detroit this year because they're good. But would you like the NFL to showcase some better games on Thanksgiving Day? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you got access 24 hours, 7 days a week to customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. All that means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. You can learn more at Discover.com/credit card limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. I say I've had enough of the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day. This year is fine. They're good. But give me some showcase games every Thanksgiving. Enough of this tradition stuff.
Tradition.
With the Bears, the Packers, the Lions, and all that. I love traditions. Good ones. All right, your thoughts. 877-99 on Fox.
Jimmy in Omaha. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Chris, Rob, happy Thanksgiving, fellas. I had the opportunity to meet you guys out in Vegas for the Crawford-Spence fight. It was nice to meet you. I just want to call in. Wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. And say, Chris, you're way out of bounds on this one, man. In a day and age where tradition is dying in college football and we're losing the rivalries and things are going away, we got to take advantage of these things. That we grew up with in our generation.
Right. Go ahead,
Where
Jimmy.
Where are you from? Where are
Preach,
you from?
Jimmy, from Omaha.
We lost Nebraska versus Oklahoma. For a while, we lost Texas versus Texas A&M. We're losing so many traditions that it's important to keep the traditions that we grew up on. So many people and so many families in Detroit take their family to Ford Field for Thanksgiving. Yes. You got to keep that alive, man. And I think in today's day and age where we're just throwing tradition out the window for the almighty dollar, I think we got to keep the thing.
You know what?
Look, I love that it, is, Jimmy.
That,
I love
that
it.
Is a nice tradition in Detroit. I will give you that. So here's my answer. Keep the Lions playing on Thanksgiving Day, but you don't have to televise it on national TV.
Oh, look at you.
You got the Lions play you. The Bears. And again, now it's fine because they're finally good for the first time in 60 years. But you generally keep that tradition so the families can enjoy it and don't put it on national TV. Give me good football!
Brett in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Like
what's up,
man?
Brett?
That's a good idea.
Brett.
Yo.
Brett. Yo, go ahead. What up?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? I'm going to shout out Dan Patrick real quick. First time, long time right now with you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you on.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say, bro, you wanted to talk about, you wanted to see Dallas versus the Niners. Come on, man. I'm a Dallas fan. We got our butts kicked. That would have been a good game. Then you said Detroit versus the Ravens. That was a good old-fashioned butt-whooping.
Butt-kicking as well. Thank you. It was. Very nice.
I was just throwing out top teams.
Yeah, but they were bad games.
But I don't know. I enjoy watching both of those games.
We get to see Detroit win
a game. Nah, man. Stop it. Brady said it's some bad football out there, and I'm with him.
I know Tom
is the worst football
now that he's out. Now that he's out, he's ripping the league. I know. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it. Alan in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Alan?
It's Adam. What's up, man? I always call y'all. Hey, Chris, man. It's the wrong holiday, man. You acting like the Grinch, man. You know the people in Detroit need something. Why are you talking about Detroit? All they got is Little Caesars and old Piston memories. Let them have their little day, man.
Hey, man, let them play.
Adam,
just don't put it on national TV.
Can Detroit have something?
The rest of the country don't want to see that mess.
Something. Let them have something, brother.
And again, I'm good with them for the next few years because they're a pretty good team. But
all right, we can figure this out. Maybe they can play the football game in front of the my barbershop on 7 Mile Road. How about that? So the people can see it. No?
You know what else? I'll say, Rob, just add another game and you can put the Lions on at 9:30. I won't be watching anyway.
Look at you.
Put them on at 9:30 in the morning.
Hey, where's Martin Weiss? Is he there? Martin.
Yeah, and I'm ashamed, honestly.
Okay, well, Martin, you're...
Thank
you're,
you. Martin,
no,
ashamed
no, no, no,
that
no,
Detroit
no,
is on
Chris.
Every freaking Thanksgiving.
No. Martin was
so
born in
disgrace.
New Orleans. But he grew up in Detroit, went to high school in Detroit.
I did.
And he has a fondness for the city, the second son or whatever you want to call it. Martin, am I right? How important is the Lions game on Thanksgiving to the city?
I mean, first of all, it's absolutely one of the most. It was the Lions Super Bowl for the longest time, really until this year when the Lions Super Bowl isn't the craziest thing you can possibly mention.
The Lions don't have a Super Bowl, man. Stop.
Chris.
They
Mister,
don't.
Mister,
disrespect the Super Bowl like that.
You know what? This sounds right from a guy spending Thanksgiving in a hotel room. All right, you know what I'm saying? On purpose with your family. You just
That's
eschew
right.
tradition, right?
Nah, this is the first time we're ever doing it. We might.
But you want to take the Lions off of Thanksgiving? It'll be the first time since
you
the history of Thanksgiving football that it happened.
Let's
Broussard.
Get somebody on here who doesn't have a tie to Detroit. Rob G.
Let's see, you don't have any tie
to Detroit. These other two, they're just homers.
What? Why are you calling me a homer?
I'm calling you a homer. That's exactly what you are.
Yeah, Rob Parker. I'm a reporter, except when it involves these specific things.
Or
in which
baseball.
Case,
baseball, you're the biggest homer in
yeah,
alive.
Yeah, I do not need to see the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
What?
It should be
Rob
a showcase.
G, what's wrong with you? You're not about tradition.
He's
are
not
you,
from Detroit.
What's
that's
traditional
the thing?
About seeing a bad team get mollywopped on Thanksgiving?
Every
Rob
year.
G, what are y'all having for Thanksgiving? Don't y'all have traditional meals on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, but...
Oh, okay. So
I'm
tomorrow.
Not gonna put. I'm
the
not
meal
gonna,
is good.
Okay.
If the meal tasted it, horrible every
exactly,
year, we wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
If the mashed potatoes were terrible, we wouldn't traditionally put them
food.
Out because it's still there,
yes.
even though there's bad food. No, we're not
wow.
doing that.
Absolutely.
No, so let me get this, Rob G. You're going home and eating turkey on December 3rd, right? That's what you're turkey and cranberry
if
stuffing
the,
and all that.
If turkey was
no.
bad, we wouldn't be eating it.
That's what you're doing on the 4th. How come you don't have the same spread for Thanksgiving that you do on the 4th of July? Right? Why not?
Because it's tradition.
You have the same Thanksgiving as you have on Christmas.
But we ain't putting out bad food because it's tradition. If the Hebrew national hot dogs that no what is the Barrettes Rob is that
Sabrettes.
Yep, if the Sabrettes don't taste good, we ain't putting it out just because it's a tradition.
Then they ain't putting them out.
Oh,
no,
don't say that.
With the Sabrettes.
Oh, no.
No, but Rob G is absolutely right. Traditions are kept when they're good. All right, our Christmas traditions are good. Our Thanksgiving meal is good.
Let's break the tie. Let's break the tie because it's 2-2.
Nobody that doesn't have any connection to Detroit is going to vote with you and Mark.
Now, let's see. Andre in Massachusetts, he's the deciding vote.
Andre, do you have any connection to Detroit?
I got no connection to Detroit except for respect for the fact that Detroit put the world on wheels. I'm going with tradition. Specifically based on the fact that we got Barry Sanders coming out with the Bye 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 documentary. People can really appreciate what that man did for the NFL. Yes, they were a bad team, but again, in this world of load management and championship hopping, going from one team to the next, Detroit, okay, blue-collar, hardworking city with Barry Sanders as their leader. How about somebody that sticks it out, that grinds? Yeah, a lot of people think Emmitt Smith is the best running back of all time, playing behind that incredible offensive line, getting all those rushing yards. You put Barry Sanders on a good team. And yes, Rob, you suffered for all those years. Detroit's finally back and competitive at least. But Detroit symbolizes the spirit, the working class, the spirit of America.
Man, so does Cleveland. So does Cincinnati. So does Milwaukee. All those Midwestern towns. So you could put them on. Unbelievable. All right, Tyson's Tower of Trivia's around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It's a special Wednesday edition of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. The segment proves you got to like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast. Check him out on Twitter. No, don't check him out. Check him out on TikTok, where the best content is. The man, the myth, the legend, our resident DJ, Alex Tyshirt.
So fun fact, does Twitter still exist, Rob G?
No.
No.
Okay. So yeah, probably best to go to my TikTok then.
Nudes not included. All right.
Well, they can be.
In honor of the Milwaukee Bucks being on primetime, getting blowed out. Shout out Rob Parker.
They got blowed out
by the Boston Celtics. All of these questions are Milwaukee Bucks themed. You all know the rules. No cheating ahead of Thanksgiving.
No cheating, Chris Broussard.
Chris.
I'm not the one.
And Rob, no home field advantage.
Pushing the
good luck.
Limits.
All right. Here we go. I flipped the coin.
Is Rob in the studio today?
No, he is not.
Wow.
No, he is not. So if Chris loses, it's going to be
fair and
square.
When am I going to be in, Alex? Alex?
Tomorrow.
And?
Alex, don't
Friday.
Play with this man.
There you go. Alex, I'll be there with you, my man.
See, I'm thankful to have people like you, the hardworking men of the industry, Rob.
We'll be there. I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
I can't either, Rob. I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
And because Rob's working tomorrow, he gets question number one. Rob. All right. Giannis Antetokounmpo is not the easiest name to say, even though I just said it right there.
Bless you.
Most people, because of that, just call him the Greek blank.
All right. Oh, God.
Rob, you ready?
Alex, you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you for asking. Chris never asks.
I know. He don't care.
I always do.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Geeks.
That's a broken rule.
No.
Rob,
no.
Hit the buzzer.
No.
Hit the buzzer.
That's a different
we
word.
We only have three rules, and you broke one of them.
No, that's rule not, it's not even spelled
yeah, it
the
is,
same.
Rob.
What?
I feel like Rob's being prejudiced because he's black and a millionaire. Shout
is
out
that
Jim Irsay. That's what it is.
Rob, you know
you
it's
got black.
Rule.
Rob,
Rob
G
will
black,
tell you
right?
the rule. He'll tell you the rule when I'm done getting this answer.
All right, here we go. Chris with the chance to steal.
All right, Alex, you ready?
Thank you, Chris.
Right,
Rob
here,
was
here
not ready.
Here we go, Alex. Here we go, DJ Alex Tyshirt. Here we go. Super.
Super freak. Super
there
freak.
Is correct. Baby. That's a clue.
Again,
that clue doesn't
now,
mean
Rob,
anything. No,
you
it
rhyme.
Doesn't without geeks.
You,
it doesn't.
No, you rhyme. You can't rhyme.
No, but that
seriously.
Clue, he doesn't get that if
he
you said
get
super.
That.
Whatever. But I'm just saying, you rhyme. You can't rhyme. That's the rule.
Oh, my goodness. All right, back to Chris Broussard with a chance to get some
I was going to say Isabella, but I don't think Alex knows her. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How dare you. All right, here we
sorry.
Go. Level number two. In the early 2000s, the Bucks had a decent level of success with the big three of Ray Allen, Sam Cassell, and Glenn Big Blank Robinson. I'm going to get this clue.
Okay. Read it again, please.
Ray Allen, Sam Cassell, Glenn Big Blank Robinson.
Okay. Alex, you ready?
Rob, I thought it was Chris's turn.
What? Is that me? What am I, Herman Munster? What is this?
Alex, remember morning?
All right, here we go, Alex. Poodle.
Dog?
That is correct.
It's a route.
All right, Rob.
Well done, Chris.
Let's get back on the board
here. A demolition.
No rhyming, Rob.
Milwaukee Bucks.
A mollywoppy.
That wasn't a rhyme. I don't even understand that. That was the name of a show. Go ahead.
Milwaukee Bucks edition, Tyson Tower Trivia, level 3. The Bucks fan base has a rallying cry that they've been using for years. They want the rest of the NBA to, quote, fear the blank.
Doe?
A deer, a female deer,
yes,
so buck.
Yes, there we go, my man.
What?
I'm giving him credit. That's not his fault. He gets points because he said the right answer first.
His answer was
it.
Buck.
No, he
no,
gets credit.
No, he said it,
though. That was
my
answer. I was getting to it.
He said
he said a buck.
He said a cheating.
But because he said the correct answer worst.
He said a female deer. He said it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm the best. Cheating.
What should he say first, Rob G? He said deer.
He did say it.
I doe, a deer, a female.
All right. Level number 4. Before Dame Lillard came to town, most Bucks fans argued their second best player was actually Chris Blankton.
You really were searching for that one, huh?
I really was.
All right, Alex, you ready?
Rob, again? I thought it was Chris's turn.
All right, here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
Second best player was Chris Blankton, huh?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Center?
Say again?
Center?
Center? Chris, give me some clues on top of that.
Center?
Don't you do it, Chris.
No.
Don't
no.
you do it.
Alex, it's a bad clue. You have no shot
center?
At this.
Center? What was the blank name again?
Chris Blankton.
Center?
Think about it.
Chris, be quiet. I hear you
center?
Mumbling.
Center? Pointman?
That's incorrect.
Oh.
I do
Alex,
like Chris
you
Pointman.
Ready?
That sounds cool.
Nah, come on, Alex. Just put your thinking cap on.
Okay.
Hey, hey, you right. get a word, Rob. One word.
All right. I'm giving him one
Think
word.
Think of the nuclear family, Alex.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Malcolm?
Oh, in the middle.
That yeah.
Uh-oh. We have a tie.
Yes, sir. Alex, what a comeback.
Whoever gets this one will win the game and be the president of Thanksgiving weekend. Level number 5, back to Rob Parker.
What was that? Chris, was that you choking? Let me hear
Uh-oh.
That again.
Uh-oh.
Was that Chris?
He just hit you with the Reggie Miller choke sign. Here we go, Rob. The Bucks traded their all-star point guard to the Blazers in the offseason. He now plays for the Boston Celtics. His name is Drew Blank.
It's my turn, right?
One word.
Rob, are you ready?
Is it me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, okay.
I mean, Chris, you
for
could be ready.
For the win, no pressure.
All right. Here we go. Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay,
you don't sound
think.
Confident.
No.
Are you
think.
Ready?
Think
are
right
you
here.
Ready? He knows to
now.
Think. You don't have to tell him.
Alex, this is so, just don't
Rock,
overthink.
Rock, Guerra, get control of your game, man.
Here we
get
go.
Control of this
here
game.
Here we go. In.
Wow.
It doesn't work without the hand gestures.
What does that mean?
That's horrible.
Wait a minute. Can I spell
Rob,
the word?
Rob, is the hand gesture
No,
before?
You cannot
nothing.
Spell the word.
You just gave your clue.
Can I spell a word?
Rob
Let me just
no.
spell a
no.
word.
No. Hand no.
Why can't I spell a word?
Alex, like, Alex. Rob, is the hand gesture before or after?
Yes.
Where's the hand gesture, Rob?
Alex.
Right. You can't slide it under the
it's
door.
It's before. What?
Oh, it's before?
Hold on.
Wait,
you
hold
got
on.
Your.
Thought, were you
this
hold
is
on.
Ridiculous.
No, that was from before,
okay.
I was saying.
Your
okay.
clue was in.
His clue was in.
In.
Blank in. Holiday Inn.
Yeah! Rob Parker.
Hotel, I mean, that was a lot more than one word. Say what?
That was a lot more than one word. My goodness.
Oh, what a comeback. Rob G was down 40, wasn't I?
It was ridiculous.
Alex.
I'm protesting.
You're the best, Rob.
I'm appealing.
You are the best. My goodness.
Everybody knows y'all were cheating. Crank it up.
Sing it with me, Rob.
Yes.
Where we at?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. We're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It's time, folks, for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
Ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
An early edition of the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. And before we go forward, we got to look back. And after a tough couple of the weeks, Rob Parker got back to his winning ways. 4-1 last week.
Oh, my. Where's my music?
Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm getting sick of that song.
I need some baby oil.
I think, given what's been going on in the news, Rob may need a new song.
You might need a new one, Rob.
You know.
All right, what was Chris last week?
Chris was 2-3, struggling.
Struggling.
Well, overall, what it, I'm
29-25-1 versus 27-27-1.
All right, cool.
But we got 5 new games this week, so a chance for you to get back into the mix, Chris. Here we go.
Yep.
Packers at Lions. Lions 7.5-point home favorites at the time of we made this list. Chris, who you taking?
Well, I got Detroit winning the game, but I think that it'll be close. And I think I'll take Green Bay with the points, even in the loss.
I'm going to take the Lions. Can't give you a reason why.
Rob believes now. He believes.
I don't believe. I just don't believe
it
in the Packers.
It sounds like you believe in the Lions. Rob, last week, did you not call Jordan Love a darker tan Aaron Rodgers? Did you not?
I did.
Okay.
Well, I just –
you just defended the Lions' right to play on Thanksgiving?
No, I was just making the point that that's what the Chargers made. It looked like Aaron Rodgers was playing out there. You know what I mean? Like, Jordan Love had been struggling, but he had a big game, over 300 yards.
No, we're taking that out of context. You said Jordan Love is just like a dark Aaron Rodgers.
I said a well-tanned
Aaron Rodgers. Excuse me.
Yeah, all right, that went over well on KNBC.
I believe it. All right, here we go. Game number two, the Commanders at the Cowboys. Cowboys 12.5-point home favorites. They tend to dominate games like this. Rob Parker, who do you like?
I'm going to take – I know it's a division game. I just don't have a lot of confidence in Washington. I'm going to go with Dallas, 2-touchdown winner against Washington.
Yeah, Dallas crushes tomato cans. And Washington started the year okay, but they've become a tomato can. So, Dallas, I'm with Rob on this one.
Chris, not a believer in Sam Howell. All right, game number three of the Pigskin Pickoff.
A lot of picks.
This one's tricky. Niners, 7.5-point favorites against the Seahawks, which is fine, except they're on the road this week, so that makes it a little bit weird, which means at home they'd probably be 10.5-point favorites. Chris, with 7.5, who do you like?
Yeah, this is tricky. It's in Seattle. Seattle needs a win, but Geno Smith is ailing. I think he's going to play, but his elbow is kind of banged up. I'm going to go with the Niners.
I'm going to go with Seattle here. It's they need it desperately. It's one of those games. They're not going to win by big. They'll win. I think they'll win, but they'll cover the spread for sure. It's going to be a close game. I like Seattle in this game.
All right, game number four, Friday, Black Friday, every Friday for Rob Parker.
Every Friday is Black Friday, right, Chris?
Okay. Yep, Tua and right. The Dolphins, 9.5-point road favorites in New York to take on – was that Tim Boyle and the Jets? It should be riveting football. Rob, what do you like?
What's my choices again? You know I'm not betting on the Jets.
Dolphins minus 9.5 at the Jets.
Oh, I'm going to take the Dolphins. I think that's going to be the lock of the season right there.
Wow.
Dolphins win easily. The Jets can't get out of their own way. That kid was awful in college. He'll be awful on Sunday.
I'm shocked that a guy that threw one touchdown and 13 interceptions in college is in.
He's getting an NFL start.
I don't believe that. But I'm with Miami as well. I think the Jets, for all the talk about their defense, they've been getting blown out lately.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. I'm glad you've noticed. Like you could keep talking about how good the defense. They gave up 30 points like in two of the last three games.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Last game of the weekend. The only one on Sunday that we'll be picking this week. Bills at the Eagles. Eagles coming off that big win against the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 3.5-point home favorites against Josh Allen and the fellas. Chris, who do you like?
I got to be honest. My pick to win the Super Bowl is Philadelphia, but I want Buffalo to win this game because I want to see them, you know, become a good team again and make the playoffs. But I'm going with Philly. I just believe in the Eagles, but I kind of hope Buffalo wins, but my pick is Philly.
I'm going to pick Buffalo in an upset.
Oh, nah, I don't hope they win.
I'm picking them in the upset. That's it.
Oh, man. All right. There it is. Worship Wednesday over. But keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83 so that you can hear Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Because those brothers bring fire. Yes, happy Thanksgiving, Rob, and Alex,
everybody,
and Sagar, and everybody. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.